How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Happy Monday, May 22nd, 2023, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. Today we're going to be reading and discussing Luke chapter 22, verse 19 and 20. And it reads, "Then he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And likewise the cup after they had eaten, saying, 'This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood.'" For today, let's focus on verse 19 and look at the bread. What Jesus is conveying to his disciples here is what we have come to know as the sacrament or ordinance of communion. By and large, all Christian denominations partake of communion. Quakers and the Salvation Army, I believe, don't. And there may be others, but for the most part, they all do. The bread, as Jesus explains here, is the symbol of his body. Now, just for full disclosure, we do not hold to the idea that the bread or the wine actually becomes Christ's body or anything of that sort. You know, again, different denominations or faith groups hold differing beliefs about this sacrament, but we here believe it to simply be a symbol of Christ's body. And as we know, in just a short time, Jesus' body will be beaten, bruised, and broken at the hands of the Roman guards. His body broken on our behalf. Isaiah 53 prophesies of the Messiah, saying, "But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed." It's Isaiah 53, verse 5. So we take the bread in remembrance of Jesus, in remembrance of the suffering that he willingly submitted himself to on our behalf, suffering that you deserved, but he endured. So I hope that whether your church celebrates communion weekly or monthly, when you partake, you really pause and lift up a prayer of thanksgiving for what Christ did for you. The holes are still in his hands, the wounds still in his side, and they're there for you. They're there for me. So let's not grow cold or complacent over the love and the sacrifice of our Lord.
The Jews observed a lot of days that were memorials to the works of God on their behalf. And we now only observe the one who is the fulfillment of all those types and shadows. I know I don't fully comprehend the payment Jesus made in the suffering in his body, the humiliation, mocking, being alone and deserted by all his disciples. But he knew all things concerning himself had to be fulfilled. He knew exactly what he was going to endure, and he chose to go through it for us, to take our place of punishment. And it's really something to ponder that the wrath of God was satisfied in being poured out on his only son. The depth of the love of God is demonstrated in this wondrous act of sacrifice. And I desire to fully comprehend this, and I know we will one day, which is why we will be ever praising him for eternity in heaven.
And our psalm of the day comes from Psalm 83, verse 17 and 18. "Let them be put to shame and dismayed forever. Let them perish in disgrace, that they may know that you alone, whose name is the Lord, are the most high over all the earth."
Our proverb of the day comes from chapter 22, verse 10. "Drive out the scoffer, and strife will go out, and quarreling will and abuse will cease."
And I'm praying for you from Psalm 145. "May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful. slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.